Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
We have Adam Teicher from ESPN.com. We're going to talk about the Chiefs. Adam, I didn't mention anything in my text to you about you deciding that this is your last year of covering the Chiefs, but I just want to commend you for an amazing run, and it's been our pleasure, my pleasure, to have you on the show as often as we've had you, and just congratulations, man.
Well, thanks. It's been a heck of a run. I mean, it's been a wild ride, and it's hard to believe, you know, where the Chiefs were just a few years ago, you know, in the 2010s and the early 2010s, where they were and where they are now. It's hard to imagine they've become the franchise everybody else wants to be like. So it's been fun to have a kind of a front row seat for that, and to kind of see all that happen and be able to chronicle it more or less on a daily basis. And I've always enjoyed going on with you, Bob. So it's been a lot of fun, and sorry to in a lot of ways that it's coming to an end, because I'll miss it, but time to move on to some other stuff at the end of this season.
Well, I got to ask, because I'm a curious sort, and I've certainly followed your career, and at times we've shared a press box together at Arrowhead Stadium, but what does it look like? What do you think you might do now?
Well, my wife and I are building a place out in Colorado, believe it or not. So we're going out there, and we're going to be moving out to Colorado, and so we'll be doing a lot of biking and hiking and playing in the snow, and might have a couple beers now and then and a couple glasses of wine now and then, and it's going to be got some friends out there, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We're definitely looking forward to it.
All right, Adam Teicher, I guess that sounds obviously tremendous. So let's talk about the Chiefs. Training camp underway up at Missouri Western in St. Joseph, Missouri. The Chiefs, of course, as everybody knows, chasing a third consecutive Super Bowl, which has never been done. What are the question marks in the camp? And with a team like this, you have to look a little bit to find them, but every team does have them. What are they trying to answer in this training camp, Adam?
Well, the one emphasis they've made is trying to get the big play back in their passing game, and so we'll see if they were successful at that or not. Xavier Worthy is fast, and you know, can he help provide some of those big plays? He didn't practice much during OTAs and in the mini camp, so hard to get a much of a read on him there. So he's been out there working the last couple days, so see what kind of impact he has. You know, Hollywood Brown is obviously brought in to help with that, but you know, will Rashee Rice be able to play a full season, and what is his impact on that? So it's definitely going to be an interesting situation in terms of how that plays out, and whether they can get back to having a passing game more like we know the Pat Mahomes Chiefs having, rather than what we saw last year. I just don't know that they can have as offense as inconsistent as what they had last year and achieve what they did last year. I think that's going to take I think that's going to be a big ask for them. So I'm really eager to see whether they can improve offensively and for a change, take some of the pressure off what they're doing defensively.
Yes, Mr. Teicher, this is Anthony. And you mentioned the two names, Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice. And let's just address that, because it's looking possibly as if Rashee Rice might not play the whole season. So how much pressure is going to be on Xavier Worthy? And who are some of the other receivers in the receiver room that they can maybe kind of cover up, so to speak? Because, I mean, that's a lot to put on an incoming rookie.
Oh, no, it is. But, you know, the Chiefs are doing that themselves. I mean, Pat Mahomes, you know, when he showed up for camp the other day, was asked about Worthy, and he said, hey, there's going to be no easing him in. We need him now. And he's right. They do need him now. So you're right. I mean, whether it's fair or not, Anthony, they're going to ask Xavier Worthy to play a big role and not necessarily be the number one receiver or carry a huge load, but he's going to have to chip in. And, you know, you're right about Rice. He may not make it through a whole season. And if he doesn't, they've got Hollywood Brown, who they signed as a free agent. He's going to have to be a big part of this, too. There's no doubt. And if Xavier Worthy doesn't answer the bell, I mean, if he's not what the Chiefs hoped he can be as a rookie, and if Hollywood Brown doesn't have a big season, it's going to be difficult for the Chiefs to really achieve. I mean, there's a lot of pressure on both those guys because, as we know, the wide receiving group was really disappointing last year, and the Chiefs need help from both those guys this year.
Adam Teicher is our guest from ESPN.com, longtime Chiefs beat reporter. Now, last year we made a big deal out of the strength of schedule for the Chiefs, and it turned out to be a difficult schedule, and they stubbed their toes some along the way during the regular season. Now, this also looks like certainly a challenging regular season schedule, as best we can surmise, given the prognostication for some of these teams. Open at home against Baltimore, then at home against Cincinnati, on the road at Atlanta, and on the road at the Chargers. Is it fool's gold to try to make something of a schedule, or is it legitimate to look at?
Well, it's hard right now. I mean, we think we know about these teams, but we really don't. And, you know, sometimes these things look difficult and don't turn out to be that way. Sometimes they look to be easy and turn out to be difficult. So I think you can't make too much of it. Certainly at the end of the season, you can look back and say, okay, this was a factor. An easy schedule was a factor for them, or a difficult schedule, whatever it might be. But I think right now it's all on paper, and you have to wait until the games are played and see who's available for which team and what things are looking like there. But it sure does look like a difficult schedule for them right now.
And I'll go again on paper. It's almost as if the Chiefs, and of course this is going to sound ridiculous, but the Chiefs aren't going to not win the AFC West unless something completely unforeseen happens. So they're basically playing the season for playoff seeding. Last year they showed that doesn't really even matter either, because they went on the road and won every game in the postseason. So the Chiefs are set, man. You're gonna be covering another team that's in the playoffs. How likely is it, Adam, that they can pull off this third Super Bowl in a row?
Well, since you're guaranteeing it, Bob, I'm going to go ahead and make my flight reservation to New Orleans right now. So if they don't go, you got to reimburse me, okay? Because ESPN won't cover it if the Chiefs aren't there. But, it's easy to look back at what the Chiefs have done over the last 8 years. They've won the AFC West 8 straight times, and you know, they've been to the AFC Championship 6 straight times now. And it's easy to look at that and say, well, it's going to happen again. And it's not that easy. And teams are really coming after them. And do I think the Chiefs will wind up in the Super Bowl again? I think they have a great shot, but I think there's some real danger in assuming things. And, you know, these things have to play out. I mean, there have been some of these years where some of the AFC West teams have really pushed the Chiefs in terms of the division race. It's difficult to see how that's going to happen this year, but you just don't know. And you know, so much change going on within the division, particularly in L.A. What can Jim Harbaugh do for the Chargers? What they've not been able to do the last few years. So I think this thing's going to be maybe more difficult for the Chiefs than a lot of people think right now. Not that I'm saying they're not going to make it or they have no chance or anything like that, but I think this is going to be a more competitive season for them than maybe a lot of people see right now.
Yeah, it could be, and I'm keeping an eye on quite a few teams in the AFC, but I think the Chiefs are in pretty good shape to get to the postseason. Adam, it's always our pleasure. Thank you so much. We'll catch up with you as the season approaches.
Hey, anytime, guys.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.